It's Grand Ole Opry time.
Howdy, old friend.
This is Louis Buck, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the folk music center of America. And as always, it'd be impossible to cram one more person in. They're all here to see and hear Red Foley. Plus, Red's very special guest tonight, Merle Travis. Now, here he is, the man you've been waiting for, Red Foley.
I dreamed I rode to heaven, setting on a bale of hay. Got off on the wrong road. I could hear old Satan say, just come on back.
Just come on back.
For I've got a special place picked out for you. And as you soar, so shall you reach. For the coming year, I'm in a My wife and I, we parted. She makes me pay and pay. Every time I get behind, I can hear the jailer say, come on back,
come on back,
come on back. For I've got a special place picked out for you. And as you soar, so shall you reach. For the coming here are many levers too.
Come on, sing it.
Midnight, a watermelon patch is near. The devil sneaks behind him and whispers in his ear, just come on back,
just come on back,
for I've got a special place picked out for you. And as you soar, shall you reach, for the coming here are many levers too. For the coming here are many levers too.
Thanks a lot, and a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors at Grand Ole Opry. Going to be a big time here tonight, and everyone's anxious to hear from Merle Travis. So let's set the stage here with one of Merle's particular favorites, as sung by the old Hickory Singers. Boys harmonize on Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's County.
Murphy gave a party just about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys on a soul. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. Only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. When Mistress Murphy dished the chowder out, she fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Him Nolan, he got ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped up on the piano and loudly he did shout. Who threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick that's true. I can lick the mick that threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder. Who threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick that's true. I can lick the mick that threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder.
Well, I'm sure glad you didn't wait too long to come back to this part of the country, old buddy.
Well, Red, everybody was so good to me here at the Grand Ole Opry and up at my hometown in Drakesburg, Kentucky, I just had to come back.
Yeah, I heard that the mayor in Drakesburg saying it turned over the key to the city to you. Is that right?
Yeah, he did, Red.
He did. Well, what's on the docket for tonight, huh?
Well, I thought I'd try to thrash out a couple of licks of John Henry.
That's a good one, buddy. Let's thrash it out.
When John Henry was just a little bitty boy, sitting on his mammy's knee, picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, this hammer gonna be the death of me. This hammer gonna be the death, Lord, of me. When John Henry was just a little bitty boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand. His mammy, she looked down at Johnny and she said, my Johnny gonna be a steel driving man, no Lord. Johnny gonna be a steel driving man. I love these Nashville folks. Now John Henry said to the shaker, said, now shaker, why don't you pray? If my hammer ever misses this little piece of steel, that tomorrow be your burying day. Tomorrow be your burying day. Then they buried John Henry by the graveyard, and they laid him way down in the sand. And every time a freight train come a-puffing by, they say, now yonder lays the steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lays the steel-driving man.
Okay. Ah, Merle Clarence, that's fine. Merle will come back for another song in just a few minutes. Well, but right now, we're about ready to go to press with the latest edition of the Grinder Switch Gazette. And here's the editor herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
For 1948, and it's get a man or bust. So if y'all hear explosion along about the end of the year, that'll be me. Well, sir, I told Uncle Maybob yesterday, I told him I'm sure to get me a man once I make up my mind. He said, well, he looked at me and he said, well, you get one quicker if you make up your face. He's right. He's wrong. You know, a gal don't have to worry none if she's got a character. That's just what I've got. I've got Hezzy. What a character. Well, sir, the big news in Grinder Switch this week was the rummage sale we had up there. Uncle Napalm was at the rummage sale, but he was a little disappointed. He says, this ain't much of a rummage sale. I don't see no rum. We had a grab bag. These fellas worry me. I have to keep turning around and looking at them. They're so handsome, every one of them. Oh, Lord. Well, so though, we had a grab bag at the sale where everybody was supposed to bring something useless. Something the more useless, the better. I took Brother. Brother was the hit of the, sure he was the hit of the day, though, and he, of the rummage sale, when he brought in a beautiful hooked rug. Of course, there sure was a commotion when we tried to sell it back to the people Brother hooked it from. We had me in charge of the antiques at the rummage sale, so Flood Smead got up, made an announcement about it. He said, if any of you folks is interested in a relic, see Minnie Pearl. Wasn't that nice of him? Well, so though the rummage sale broke up when Flood got up to auction off one of the articles, and he got up and said, we're now going to auction off a beautiful organ stool donated by Miss Lily Twitchell, the singing teacher with hand-carved legs. I'd like to sing there. I'd like to sing out there and call you I'm a Sunshine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy, the sky's gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy. If you will only say, baby,
song, that gal.
One of the finest of all the good old hymns, the old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home for a week, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. This time, a tune that has folks humming from Bangor to Berkeley, and it's Sweet Temptation, sung by Merle Travis. Oh, no.
Well, Sweet Temptation, that's what you are to me. That's all you'll always be, it seems. Now, Sweet Temptation, you smile and pass me by, but still you occupy my dreams. Now maybe I've got lots of hidden charm you'd find if you just hold me in your arms. But you're just Sweet Temptation, a diamond in the rough. You make it awful tough for me. They say, now Sweet Temptation, you're just a little flirt. Don't you know you might get hurt that way? Now someday you may get a big surprise by someone who will make you realize that you're just Sweet Temptation, a diamond in the rough. You make it awful tough for me.
Merle, come back again soon. Won't you? Welcome. There's another little fellow that's always welcome here week after week. He's Hornwall, Tennessee's pride and joy, Rod Price.
Thank you, Mr. Foley. And hi, dear friends. I'm glad to be here tonight. It ain't so hot tonight, eh? I've got a little cold tonight. I can't hardly talk. I've got a little cold. I slept in the barn last night and woke up this morning a little hoarse. But as hoarse as I am, I sure do feel pretty good. I won a milking contest yesterday down there in Hornwall. I won a milking contest. I didn't have no influence with the judges, neither. But I had a lot of pull with the cows. I had a lot of trouble when I got up here in town today. I went over to the Clarkston Hotel to get me a room. And I was standing there in the lobby just like a human being, minding everybody's business but mine. And I was talking to Mr. Gossett. He's the clerk over there. He's the feller behind the thing there in the hotel. That's the one tells you can or you can't. You know what I'm talking about. Well, see, while I was standing there talking to him, there was a man and his wife walked down the stair steps there, and Mr. Gossett handed them a bill for $35. And the feller just nearly had a fit. He just nearly had a fit. He says, "Do you mean to tell me it's going to cost me $35 to stay in this hotel 5 days?" Mr. Gossett says, "Well, now, that included your meals. That there was your meals, too." And the feller says, "Well, we didn't eat here, though." Mr. Gossett says, "Well, that wasn't my fault. The meals was right here for you." So the feller says, "Well, if that's the case, you owe me $35 for kissing my wife." Gossett says, "What do you mean, kissing your wife? I didn't kiss your wife." Feller says, "Well, that ain't my fault, brother. She was right here for you." Then, I got in my room and then I sort of tidied up a little bit. And I needed a haircut, so I went over to the YMCA barber shop there to get me a haircut. And I don't know what in the cat hair was the matter with that barber. But he was, without a doubt, the slowest barber I ever seen barber. I got in his chair and I just sat there and sat there and sat there and sat there and sat there. And finally he got through and he says to me, he says, "Rod, did you know your hair was turning gray?" I says, "No wonder, bud, I've been here long enough." Why, it made me so mad I could add a banana, I'm telling you the truth. But I just says to myself, while I'm here, I'm just going to buy me a store-bought shave. So I told him, I says, "I'd like to get a shave too, please." Well, he was shaving me there, and I don't know what was the matter with him. He must have been sort of nervous or something, because he cut a big chunk out of my chin right there, and it started bleeding, and then he got some paper, a cigarette leaf there, and put on it to stop the blood. And when he got all through, I says to him, I says, "Well, shake hands, brother. I'm glad to meet the master of three trades, barber, butcher, and paper hanger." It just seems to me like I have trouble every time I come up here. Now, you take today, when I left home, I brung our old grandfather's clock. We've got one of them old big grandfather's clocks. And it got out of whack, and I brung it up here to get it fixed. And I was walking down the street with it, and it's so big I was holding it like this, I couldn't see around it. And run right smack dab into a lady there and just knocked her flat as a flitter there, right on the sidewalk. And I looked around this clock, and I says, "Oh, pardon me, ma'am, I'm awful sorry." She says, "Why in the world, boy, don't you wear a wristwatch like everybody else does?"
Well, the friest of all the Jones boys, good old Grandpa himself, is just waiting to rear back and sing us that song about old Joe Clark. So rear back and let her go, Grandpa.
Well, I wish I had a nickel, and I wish I had a dime. Wish I had a pretty little gal to kiss and call her mine. Oh, well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betty Brown. Well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave the town. Well, I went down to old Joe Clark, didn't mean no harm. He went and got his old 44 and he shot me through the arm. Well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betty Brown. Well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave the town. Old Joe Clark's a mean old man, I tell you the reason. reason why. He has so many poking folks, he'll make my biscuit fly. Oh, bad will hold your pockets, my Biddy Brown. Bad will hold your pockets, I'm gonna eat a clown.
I'm sure this gang around me is none other than Wally Fowler. And tonight, Wally and his Oak Ridge Quartet plan to take us all down on the Jericho Road.
As you travel along,
as you travel along,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
does the world seem all wrong,
does the world seem all wrong,
and the heavy your load,
and the heavy your load,
just bring it to Christ,
just bring it to Christ,
your sins all confess,
your sins all confess,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
your heart we will bless,
your heart we will bless,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
there's room for just two,
there's room for just two. No more, no less.
No more, no less. Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each sorrow he'll share.
There's never a care.
There's never a care. For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there. On the Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road. There's room for just two.
There's room for just two. No more, no less.
No more, no less. Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each sorrow he'll share.
There's never a care.
There's never a care. For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there.
Well, we're sort of getting short on time here, but I wouldn't want to let the night go by without singing what I think is one of the prettiest folk songs ever written. It's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Go something like this. In the firelight glow I see her. Blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kiss goodbye and parted, I knew never meet again. Love is like a dying ember. Only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember. Blue eyes crying in the Fiddles, leather breeches, and old Milt Mess that says,
oh, go ahead and dance a little, if you climb a little, and a little one down, swing your honey, go round. Bird, fly out, and throw hop in, swing your partner, and all again, chase the rabbit, and chase the squirrel.
Okay, and that brings down the curtain on another grand old opera. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.
Get around the lady and don't see so. Face your partner and back to the wall. Meet your partner and hi you all. Don't see so, now you're gone. Swing that girl with her red dress on. Hurry
hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. All hands up and go, she goes. Swing your partner and on you go. All join hands and dance in the middle. Swing your partner, keep time with the fiddle. A big foot up and a little one down. Swing the hand and go round and round. Birds fly out, the crow hop in. Swing your partner and doll again. Chase the rabbit and chase the squirrel. Chase that pretty girl around the world. Chase the cow and catch the calf. Catch your partner, swing a once in a half. Lady around the lady and the gent don't go. Gent around the lady and hug the dough. Face your partner and back to the wall. Meet your partner and how you all. Don't see dough and now you're gone. Swing that girl with her red dress on. Hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate.